Hi, I am Henry Rayenga, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this video, we are going to talk about restarting worship without pretending everything is new. A legacy church does not need to erase its past in order to be renewed. Some churches make the mistake of thinking revitalization means acting like the old church never existed. They change the name, change the music, change the room, change the signs, and hope that a new look will create new life. Sometimes changes are needed, but worship renewal is deeper than appearance. A restarting church must ask, are we gathering around Christ again? Are we hearing the Word of God with humility? Are we praying with honesty? Are we confessing sin where needed? Are we worshiping with hope? Are we welcoming people with love? Are we forming disciples, not just holding services? Worship restart honors what was faithful in the past while refusing to be trapped by nostalgia. A beloved hymn may still carry the prayers of generations. A simple liturgy may still teach reverence. A testimony may awaken hope. A new song may help new believers participate. A fresh arrangement of the room may create hospitality. The question is not old or new. The question is faithful and fruitful. For a wounded church, worship restart may also require truth. If there has been scandal, conflict, or broken trust, worship cannot pretend nothing happened. The church may need repentance, lament, prayer, confession, and a renewed covenant before launching public ministry again. For a rural or pastorless church, worship may begin simply. A trained volunteer minister, elder, deacon, or bivocational leader may guide scripture, prayer, testimony, and preaching. Christian Leaders Institute can help train these leaders. Christian Leaders Alliance can provide appropriate recognition or ordination pathways where fitting. A common mistake is to restart worship as an event before rebuilding spiritual health. A packed relaunch service means little if prayer, trust, discipleship, and leadership remain weak. A worship restart begins with surrender. The church says, Lord Jesus, this church belongs to you. Renew our worship, heal our hearts, form our leaders, and send us again. That is where true restart begins.